I got the full lot, the full hit, they sometimes call it, of Portland wrestling at the end of July 1982, the 31st of July 1982, Reaganomics in full swing. Oh dear. Now then, I'm sure some people won't feel that way, but I do. I got the full lot. It's the hour and a half. And actually, in some ways, I prefer the more concentrated version, but this is all right. I mean, it's not ideal, but it's all right. It's homely. It feels good. Frank Bonomer is lovely on the introduction of the mic. There's a lot of trouble with the microphones this week. He's got a mic on that keeps cutting out. Then he's given a new one, which cuts out as well. Then he's got one that keeps falling down. And he keeps saying, well, I'll try this one, shall I? Shall I try this one? He's bringing us into his microphone trouble. I'm not entirely feeling that that's necessary, but it's a homely feel. You feel it. It's a welcome, isn't it? Anyway, first we've got Chris Adams, not a gentleman yet, he will become that, versus Tommy Rogers. Now, it wouldn't be so bad if they weren't so similar looking, and this is not the best tape quality, because it's taken from the original tapes, I think, and it's on YouTube, of course. I'm trying to find the stuff that's on YouTube. That's why I sometimes have to jump a few weeks or only have half an hour or 40 minutes or so. So it's difficult to see who's who, and they're both in red trunks, the same colour red. It's like going to a debutante's ball and wearing the same outfit. I'm sure that gentleman Chris went, oh, Tommy, did you not get my message? I left it on your answer phone. And Tommy said, oh, I don't really know how to work those things. A bit new for me. Maybe, I don't know. But anyway, he didn't get the memo, and they're both in the same colour trunks and the same shade of red. But the action's all right. Well, it's all right for 1982. Early on, Tommy Rogers is kind of hustled out of the ring by Chris Adams after getting in the armbar, because you want to start with a high-octane move, don't you? Yeah, the armbar. Then we've got an Adams Hurricane Rana, or head scissors, flying head scissors. Now, this will be something that won't be often seen in wrestling. Or the super quick. I think he called it the quick kick, super kick, or something like that earlier on. Now, Frank calls it a super kick, so they're now branding it. It's really interesting to see this happen. Yeah, I like it. After the head scissors, there are arm drags from Adams and a drop kick. And I think that Tommy T.R. Rogers, because that's the kind of, he's got such a great gimmick, he's called Tommy T.R. Rogers. Yeah, what's the TR stand for, Tommy? Truly rectified? No, toffee rectum? I don't know. Anyway, I'm not saying he said that, of course not. But he gets a bit cheesed off, it looks like, and they start to trash talk. Yeah! And then Rogers gets a drop kick, but Adams comes back with a super kick. There's a load of microphone noise at this time. So he's getting the super kick, and all you hear is... And then there's good action in the ring, and all you get is... Yeah, it's weird. So we get another super kick from Adams. I mean, he's really going for it now. He's got that sorted. And Tommy Rogers is bleeding from the mouth. Because it does hurt, you know. Then a vertical suplex, or Frank, as Frank calls it, a suplex drop. Suplex drop. That's from Gentleman Chris. He misses a headbutt off the second rope, but then Rogers misses a senton. It's not called a senton, but he does miss that. And I think he calls it a double leg drop. It's really a senton. But it's a time limit draw. We can't separate them, folks. And there are footage of two very smiling women in the ring. Because, you know, they're good-looking fellas. Tommy Rogers, Tommy T.R. Rogers. And Gentleman Chris Adams. Just Chris Adams, not gentleman yet, but he will be. And they're building that, you see. They've got good-looking people here. So, yeah, neither of them win. And that's because they are both fan favourites and they are both on the upswing, I suspect. Here comes Dutch to tell us exactly what Frank's just told us. So here's how it goes. Frank says, he doesn't say this week, get your pen or pencil, but he does tell us what's happening the following week. They're in different places in the Portland area, Salem, Oregon, that kind of thing. And then he tells us all that. And then in comes Dutch to tell us exactly the same thing. He says goodnight to his wife, Willa. And he finishes with a really good line. Because they've got a show on Saturday. And he says, good night, everybody. Go to church on Saturday. Great. Go to church. I mean, I presume he's not talking about actually going to church. I presume he's talking about going to a wrestling match. He's not saying, don't go to the wrestling on Saturday. Go to church instead. I mean, that wouldn't be ideal, would it? Maybe he is saying, oh, I don't know. Anyway, Mike Miller is in now. Remember, promoter Don Owen couldn't remember his name last week. He just grabbed hold of it. Mike Miller. Yeah, he's fighting Rocky Johnson. Rocky Johnson's a big name for them to have at the moment. And they get tests of strength. Rocky reverses it. He struts around. And Mike Miller bails. It's like, it's the strut. I can't cope with the strut. He's getting cocky. Yeah, when Rocky gets cocky, you've got to go. Yeah, because when Rocky gets cocky, you're going to get a socky on your noggin. I suppose. I don't know. Anyway, there you go. There are big Rocky punches and a big one which puts Miller down. Now, the ref tells Rocky not to use his fists. Well, you have just seen him using them for the last minute or so. It's probably a good idea to have said that right at the beginning, maybe 10 seconds in, rather than 90 seconds in, something like that. Now we've got an arm bar from Rocky. He stomps the arm, and Frank talks about Mike Miller. Bloody, they don't know his name at all, do they? Last week, they couldn't remember his surname. This week, they can't remember his first name. So Miller comes back with an arm bar and then hammers Rocky. Rocky then punches back. Just a minute. You're not supposed to use the closed fist. Ref, where are you? You just said he can't use it. Disqualify him, ref. No. He's a big name in Portland at the moment. And then Mike really sells a headlock from Rocky Johnson. Takes two to tango, you see. Two Rocky Johnson drop kicks. And then a roll up and a bridge back. And Johnson gets the win. Of course he does. And now we're going to talk about the army. They've got all the belts. Well, not all the belts, I suppose, but certainly two of them, because Rip Oliver now has the heavyweight championship belt, and both Rip and Buddy Rose have the tag team belts, because apparently they won it by nefarious means, we're told later on, the night before against Rocky and Hack Sawyer. So Rose tells us, apropos of nothing, that he's had 500 women in the last 7 years. Right, I can't do the maths. How many days is there? How many? There are 352 days, is it, in the year? Are there 352? I mean, 352. So 352 by 7 is 2,275, okay? So if we're saying 500, then he has a woman every 4.55 days. I'm not quite sure he's got his calculator out, but so he kind of has one a week, is what he's saying. I mean, to say he's a playboy and he's, you know, really, the women can't resist him, one a week is not all that great, considering he's in the public eye. It's not great. I mean, I don't know. I'm no Lothario, am I? I'm no Casanova, you know, but he's supposed to be that kind of thing, and I don't think he... I mean, say, which one every... I suppose it's one every 3/4 of a week? Suppose so. Maybe he takes Saturday and Sunday off. I don't know. But anyway... He's still at Dr. D. He can't leave it alone. Dr. D's got right under his skin. He tells us we're unstoppable. No one's going to stop us. That's tautology, buddy. You don't need that. You don't need the second bit. Either do the first or the second. Either we're unstoppable, okay? Or no one's going to stop us. We're going to go on and do... You don't need both. It's just a waste of time, mate. It's a waste of time and energy. And then he says he doesn't like being called the whale on the beach. You see, later on, Dr. D will call him fat. And he has got a little bit of weight on him. But he's right. He can do athletic stuff. He is an all-round athlete. He calls himself an all-round athlete. And I don't know if that's a different kind of athlete. I'm not sure. But there you go. He's going to show us how good he is, because this is going to be your main event. And it is quite a doozy. It's Dr. D versus Rose. Now, they hate each other. They had a fight which was... on TV, and got loads of complaints because there were lots of blood. So there's been one that Don Owen had on a Saturday night, so TV couldn't see it. But apparently, they're putting it now on TV again. I don't know why. Maybe they thought, well, hang on a minute. We're missing quite a lot of stuff if we don't put it on TV. So maybe that's why they're doing it. But it's pretty good, actually, apart from some dusty finishers. Although, actually, I'm sure they weren't called that at this point. Maybe they were called something else. Maybe they were called... They weren't called Bruno Sammartino finishers because he didn't do that kind of thing. But you know what I mean. It's a maybe, I don't know. But, you know, Dusty wouldn't be in his pomp yet, would he? But there are some. So anyway, Owen, Don Owen, who is the promoter and the ring announcer, says that Rocky wants Rose next week. Rocky's already said. Well, we'll say later on that he does, actually. Yeah. And he said that they've been uncontrollable and they won't get any money if they don't stay in the ring. That old thing again. You get the short amount of the purse if you don't win. Gorilla Monsoon was telling us this. It's in the late 80s. He was still telling us this. Short end of the purse. No, we don't know. We know that's not the case, mate. We know that's not the case even now. Or maybe in the 72 or 82, should I say, they did know that. They didn't know that, and they thought, well, you do get paid from... The winner gets more money. Maybe they did think that. Kayfabe was still in order, wasn't it? Anyway, that thing about them staying in the ring, I'll tell you now, it won't hold. They're going to be out of the ring a lot. So there's prevarication about Rose letting Dr. D in there. Rose bails early. There's one in the front row. The woman who makes the nut bread. You remember a few weeks ago, Frank Bonhammer told us that she makes really nice nut bread. Isn't she some kind of official at Portland Wrestling? She is up on her feet to the ring in favour of Buddy Rose. Because actually they're both sort of heels. Although Buddy Rose is more nefarious, I suppose. Now, Dr. D keeps felling him. Rose uses his stomps. You then use the ropes to choke and another stomp. And then Dr. D gets a DQ for crotching Rose on the top rope. What? Crotching someone on the top rope is not a DQ situation. It's not. Just by lifting him and putting him on the top rope so the twig and berries are crotch. It's not. It's not. I mean, you could do the Vienna Boys Choir comment, you know, like the 19, like the late 80s and all that kind of stuff. But it's not a DQ. It is here. So first one goes to Rose. Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? Then we've got Frank Bonhammer telling us that Abdullah the Terrorist or Abdullah the Butcher or some such thing is coming. It's Abdullah the Butcher, mate. He's going to become incredibly popular. So I get the name right. In fact, he's already incredibly popular. Abdullah the Terrorist. Maybe it isn't that Abdullah the Butcher. Maybe it isn't that one, the famous one. Maybe it's a different kind of one. Now, apparently, Sandy Barr is having an insurance weekend at the racing. The racing is going to be backing, going, folks. It's an oval racing, is it called? Is it the oval track? Is it that? And then we've got Rocky and Hanky. Rocky grabs the mic from Frank. Watch it, Rocky. The mics aren't working very well this week. A serious piece of kit. Stop. Rocky says that they took the belts, did the army by a sneaky trick, and then Hack Sawyer gets some time to speak. He actually gets some time to speak. Nice. He doesn't say very much, and it's not very interesting, but he gets time to speak. Now, Frank announces the Speedway. They are wrestling behind him. They've started wrestling again, and he's talking about the Speedway. Then there's a commercial for Benny. They're still wrestling in the ring, and we can't see them because Benny Hill is on the adverts now. Benny Hill, Benny Hill. Let's look at wrestling. Let's try and look at some wrestling. At least, oh, there it is. So you've got Rose punching, biting Dr. D's head right in front of the referee, Sandy Barr, who may be thinking about his racing. I don't know the oval racing, but it doesn't stop him at all. Now, if you can get DQ'd for crotching someone on the ropes, you can get DQ'd for biting their head, can't you? Then Dr. D, he's bleeding, and he hits a double axe handle right to the jaw of Buddy Rose, who takes it really well. Then you've got Rose DQ'd for going outside and grabbing both legs and pulling the crotch into the ring. You know, that kind of deal. That's not a DQ. It shouldn't be a DQ. He's just bitten the man. That probably should be more of a DQ. Anyway, here comes Steve Pardee. He was in the main event last week. He's returning to Portland, so let's hear what he's got to say. Nothing much. And I'll tell you what, he is so stiff, it's as if his trunks have got far too much starch in them. He really is. His eyes are kind of looking over at Frank, you know, as if to say, I hope I'm doing okay here, Frank. It's not ideal. Back in the ring, we get a big Dr. D punchline. Not a punch, not a clothesline, a punchline. Rose bails and goes towards the dressing room, which Frank makes a big thing of because he's going to the dressing room, folks. He doesn't want to fight him. Of course, Dr. Lee brings him back. Rose sells the punches so well. So well. Bleeds as well. He smacks Dr. D. They're outside the ring now with a timekeeper's chair. Dr. D takes it off him, hits him with it. The crowd are up in arms about this, and they are DQ'd. Out comes Hennig, out comes Pardee. He can barely walk, he's got so much starch in his trunks. No, not really. Out comes Hack Sawyer, at least he's not talking. Out comes T.R. Tommy Rogers, you know, Toffee Rectum. I don't know if it's that. I don't know if it is. I don't know if that's the T.R., I'm not sure. And there's no purse for either of them because, yeah, they're paid by the match, aren't they? Then we've got Dr. D being interviewed. It's really good, this, actually, because he wants a cage match with Buddy Rose. Now, because of all the action spilling out of the ring and Don Owens not being very happy, he calls Don Owens in to make this cage match, at which point we cut to Buddy Rose in the ring, who is shaking his head. Then we get a split screen. They've done it before and it really works. Owen says he can have it. He can have the cage match. Rose is screaming, it's over, it's over. Dr. D says he'll go on strike until he gets his match. He won't fight until he gets the match. But it's only next Tuesday. So it's not long, is it? It's not as if he's going to be on strike for years, is it? It's less than a week, I think. Anyway, that was good. That split screen was really good. And this episode was pretty good. They do need a bit of new blood, but we've got Abdullah the Terrorist or the Butcher or some such. Or the Baker, Abdullah the Candlestick Maker, something like that. Yeah, they've got him coming in, haven't they? So that'll be good. They have said he's coming in before, or what's that? What's that, Continental Wrestling? I'm getting them mixed up because I watch so much. This was all right. The Dr. D and Buddy Rose match was really good because they've still got that febrile nastiness going on. It was just that it was a bit hokey. And the whole thing was a bit hokey. But then it is warm and it is welcoming. And I'm enjoying it, you know, because Portland Wrestling, in this time, 1982, got it going on. And I can't wait to see you the next week. Ta-ta.